due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
You've actually gone so far as to create this false narrative about me as if somehow in the 10 months that I was out recovering from shoulder surgery that I became a bitter person. Well, let me just squash that for you right now. I am not bitter. I am the exact opposite of bitter. I am jubilant. I am a happy person. As a matter of fact, the 10 months that I was away from all of this and from all of you was the happiest time of my life.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 27th. Holidays today, there's just a few. It's Babe Ruth Day, Morse Code Day, National Prime Rib Day, and Tell a Story Day. And it's wedding day of Brett and Jen, my nephew and a new niece by marriage will be later today. So I want to throw that out there. I'm Cashman. I'm your humble host, joined by Danger Boy, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Any special guest?
Minus the snow.
Well, I know. What's this? Snow on April 27th? Okay. Anybody who's listening across the country, we always talk about the weather because it's so Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde this month. But we got snow going on as we came in this morning. And we have a special guest in the studio, Billy Dottori from the Brother Weed Show.
Hello, Cashman.
Hey, Billy. What's up, buddy?
Not much. I came in through the blizzard.
Yeah, I know. He came in. Do you have your parka on? And did your Huskies actually get you here on your sled?
Oh, just a bunch of cats.
Just a bunch of cats. Yeah. I mean, what's it, like one cat, 10, or 10 cats per one Husky? So you got about 40 cats in front of your sled there pulling you. Going to talk to World of Pro Wrestling as always, but before I get too far, I got to do my plugs. Happy 40th birthday to WWE superstar, former WWE superstar Vladimir Kozlov. You remember this guy? Wasn't he?
I love me some Vladimir Kozlov.
Double E. Who was he teamed up with? Was it Santino Marella?
Yeah, Santino at the end. But they brought him in as a serious contender at one point.
Yeah, he's 40 today. Happy birthday to him. I don't know what he's doing. The Pain Clinic. Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us May 11th for UFC 237 Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time, as always. Hosted by us, drink specials all night. That's May 11th, which is great because it's 1 week before UFC in Rochester, May 18th. And so you can come watch the pay-per-view with us, get all warmed up for it, and then the next Saturday go down to the Blue Cross Arena and see the UFC fight night here in town. And just named to the card, Desmond Green, Rochesterian, Rush Henriettian, I guess. I don't know. He went to the same high school I went to as well as Danger Boy, right?
And he graduated with my brother.
He graduated with your brother, who's getting married today.
Yes.
All right. So isn't that...
So you guys are going to a wedding after you get out of here today.
We are. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. See, I dressed like Captain America. He dressed nice, so...
I did not dress nice.
No, I don't.
I've got Deadpool underneath this, this zip-up.
All right. So.
We're a bunch of nerds. I'm wearing Batman.
All right. So, yeah, well, you know, we're coming out. It's a huge weekend in the movies if you're... You know, if you're a comic fan, I mean, it's fine. You know, the anticipated.
Can I make one plea to people at movie theaters?
Yes.
There's absolutely no reason to applaud, one, a bad Star Wars trailer, and two, during the movie when there's other stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, or say it out loud as we see it.
Oh, the applauding was just killing me on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. See, I went Thursday night, too, and it's the first time I ever recall a theater as packed as it was on a Thursday night at 7.
I went to a late showing because my brother's rehearsal dinner was earlier in the evening, so I went at 10:20. I left the theater at 1:45 in the morning. There was another showing after that.
Wow.
There was people walking in, getting refreshments, and going to another showing.
Wow.
I went to the 11 a.m. showing in Greece yesterday, and the theater's about 3/4 full.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So it's gonna. So Disney is happy this.
They
weekend.
Had 6 theaters at Tinseltown showing it.
Really?
Yeah.
When I went to see Captain Marvel at the Greece AMC. Every theater had Captain Marvel. As when I was walking down the line, it just had like they're all staggered by about 25 minutes between start times. So, and I mean, you know, the first 20 minutes are all just previews. So, but. Yeah, so that's going on this weekend, which is big time. I mean, you know, like I said, Disney is raking in the dollars, and I hope you guys go and enjoy it. We won't say anything about it. We won't be like Shady McCoy of the Buffalo Bills who tweeted out what happens in a movie. So if you guys don't care and you just want to talk pro wrestling, that's what we're here for. We're going to take you into the world of pro wrestling a little bit. Maybe we'll take you to Bray's Funhouse. You know, who knows? We got a lot of things to talk about.
I love Bray's Funhouse.
222-1280, star 1280 is the number if you want to call us or you want to text us. We will read your texts if they're funny. And even if they're not, if you have a question, please. I love reading the questions that we can't answer. So please send us some questions. Danger Boy, Billy, and I, we're going to talk all about a lot of things today. I will say that the first thing I really wanted to bring up as we get into the show is news on Luke Harper. And since last week, you know, last week was the big news was he asked for his release. Danger Boy, we had some big news this week from him, too, as well. It came out about how much longer he's going to be under contract for WWE.
Yeah, they denied his release. While they're granting releases to some people who they don't actually really perceive as threats elsewhere, he is one that they believe would go out and actually do damage on the indie scene, maybe another company that's starting up very shortly.
I've heard. Well, the one that has a very good friend who's in the front office now.
Yes.
Okay. And you might know a guy who's been at both of these guys have been on the show before. So it's you remember about 3 months ago, we talked about a local guy who got hired in the front office of AEW.
And, the executive vice president of business strategy.
Yes. And our friend Mookie. So, you know, and they're good friends.
But, so he was denied his release, and on top of that, they enacted one of the clauses they have in their contracts where if you're out for a significant period of time with an injury, then they will tack that injury time onto the end of your contract. So instead of being done around November, we're looking that he will be done with his contract sometime around WrestleMania next year.
Ugh. That's like asking him to sit and not make money.
And to really correct something that I've heard a lot of people say, and they say this every single time someone's contract runs out, there is no 30-day or 90-day clause at the end of a contract for no-compete. If you get released, you have a no-compete clause.
Yeah.
If your contract runs out, your contract runs out. You're no longer under contractual obligation. They cannot hold you from competing for anybody.
Ask Dean Ambrose on that one. He's a free man once he's done. So it's like... But yeah, that's the thing is like if you ask for it and they give you your unconditional release, they'll always put something in about a no compete 6 months type of thing.
And it's usually something you can work indie shows because courts will shoot down the not working for anybody if that's your job. But you can work indie shows, but you can't be on TV or stuff like that.
Is there any chance they'll use the extra 6 months to actually do something meaningful with them to keep them?
I would hope they'd want to keep them and they would try because we have some news not only. Did that happen to him? But also, he was supposed to come back and be the first feud with Sami Zayn.
And for some reason, they nixed it.
Yeah. And maybe that's when the notice came in, is after they nixed it. Because Sami Zayn's getting is getting some, you know, great heel heat now with what he's doing out there. But, yeah, I don't, you know, I'm sympathetic towards it, and I definitely like to see him work. But I think I really would hope that they could patch their ways and maybe do something with him. Maybe, you know, convince him to stay. A lot of times, I mean, like, we had, for instance, there were some other people, like Goldust was released this past week. Now, he was an agent. He was working, I think he was working with the women's division, too.
I believe he still had a performer contract as well, though.
Yeah.
Because he had double knee surgery last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right, and they paid the whole thing. Yeah, so he asked for his release. They gave it to him. Apparently, it took some convincing of Vince to let him go.
And Triple H stepped up and did the convincing.
Yeah, so, but the thing about Goldust is he was just, I mean, but basically he's been working as an agent. You know, we didn't see it. We haven't really seen him on TV in, a long time. So, so he's now free, and there's talks of him doing stuff with.
He already had, it's already signed.
Yeah, he's going to be wrestling his brother.
Yeah, he's taking on Cody at Double or Nothing.
Interesting that they would have no problem with that, but they're going to do the, I call it the Rey Mysterio clause, because remember when Rey was hurt, and they gave him another whole year before they were going to release him, you know, because of time due to injury. And, you know, I mean, that's when you sign a contract, who knows you're going to get hurt or not. I mean, at least they support you when you get hurt. That's for sure. You know, I mean, they'll pay for your surgery, get everything worked out. But Luke Harper, what, one injury in all the years he's been there, and they're going to.
No, he had a knee injury, too.
Oh, did he? Because I remember.
Yeah, he missed time with a knee injury.
That's right.
He made the movie when
he had the knee injury. You're right.
Yeah, and he was working with this injury until Rowan went out and they told him they weren't going to use him, so he had the surgery.
Yes, I remember that because Rowan got hurt, right after, what was it, SummerSlam? Yeah, so it's frustrating for him, and it's like, hopefully everything, and like I said, I hope they convince him to stay, but if he does leave, then there's other places to go. He can come on anytime he wants to talk about it. That's for sure. 222-1280.
Yeah, let's get him in trouble.
Star 1280 is the number. I know. Maybe I don't. Yeah, I don't want to be. I don't want to be responsible for that at all. We don't talk anything too serious, do we? Talk storylines and stuff. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of news about him, about how they said about WrestleMania 36 time is when his contract's going to be up. And they did enact the clause to freeze the time he was injured and add it to the contract, which I don't know.
Independent contractor?
Independent contractor. That doesn't mean you work for anybody. When you work for this place, you can't work for anybody else.
Is another one of those cases that independent contractor doesn't really apply to their job at all, but they still get to keep the title for tax purposes.
Yeah, it is. And we get John Oliver on this one, too, because this is a perfect example of what he was talking about in that bit from his show a month ago before WrestleMania. It's kind of like a bully type of system, you think about it. It's like, you do what we say, and if you don't, then you're not going to work with anybody else. And I can understand the frustration. So I don't know what you guys think. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. Give us a call. Or you have any questions? We'll talk about a lot of things. Next up, before we go to break, Bray Wyatt's House of Fun.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
You love it. I don't know. I was cringing throughout the whole promo. It's like, because
I watched it once and I was like, I don't know about this. I watched it a second time and I think it's the most brilliant thing he's done.
And we were joking last week about Pee-wee's Playhouse. And then that's what it looks like it turned into.
He did use a chainsaw to cut his own cardboard cutout in half.
Yeah.
So do you think that the WWE management was listening to the Pain Clinic?
I don't know.
That's a great idea.
No, they probably have. This has probably been in the can for 6 months, they plan this stuff out way in advance. He's still the sinister Bray Wyatt,
But he's hiding it.
Yeah.
And he's in a lot better shape. You couldn't really tell in a sweater. I saw a picture of him beforehand with him with a fan.
Yeah.
He's dropped a lot of weight.
He has, boy. I like the crazy, it's still the crazy Bray Wyatt, but it's, trying to appeal to children, or
it's a different crazy.
I don't know.
Will they ever regain the heat they had with the original Wyatt family?
Oh,
which
no.
Just seems so organic and out of nowhere.
Never.
Caught on like crazy. The Fireflies and
no, this will be completely internet smart fans loving the fact that he's just gone crazy.
If you want to talk about the biggest mistake WWE ever did, or at least stands out as a sore thumb to me, is the time when the Shield and the Wyatt family were back-to-back in the ring. Both were heel groups, and the crowd was deafening.
Well, they did the one match, and then let it go. And it was a great match.
It was, but there was so much more that could have been made of it.
Oh, yeah.
And you knew one of the thing they were worried about is one of the groups would come out as a face,
Shocker. The Shield came out as a face anyways.
I know, eventually.
Yeah, the crowd always determines that anyway, whether the management wants that to happen or not. The crowd determines who they want to like. So
Yeah, I would. Yeah, they do. But it eventually, both sides kind of. I mean, listen, the Firefly started after that, and that's kind of a face move, wasn't it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And then of course the Shield, finally turning and going good until the turn from Seth Rollins that ended it all, or sort of. But 222-1280 starts. We'll take one call before we go to break. It's Scott from Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
There's only one way they can redeem Bray Wyatt, and that's that he has to actually win something.
Well, he's an ex-champion. He won it for a month and then lost it at WrestleMania.
When is the last time we can honestly say Bray Wyatt won a title on a pay-per-view or won a match on a pay-per-view consistently? He was always this charismatic evil, but he could never win when it counted.
And that's why that gimmick died, because you can't, despite what WWE thinks about wins and losses not mattering, wins and losses matter.
Yeah, I mean, and the way you win or in the way you lose too. I mean, if it's a clean loss to a face, that's more damaging to the heel than it is if it's like some bizarre thing happening, like like someone knocking themselves out by accident, or
you build up to that clean finish.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's like the last one, and they just kind of, I think that's where they wrecked it. But when the Wyatt family was going good, it was like they were absolutely destructive, and it's like, and then Shield,
and then they would lose their match.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the point though, is you would have these amazing build-ups, these absolutely killer promos, the children's choir wearing the sheep masks surrounding the ring,
awesome,
Thinking he's got a whole world in his hand, and then he goes on and loses the next three matches to Cena, all of them either by submission or cleanly without any kind of dust.
Yeah,
there was never a payoff.
No, you're right, and unfortunately that he was a victim of where Cena was at the time, because anybody who was going up against Cena was losing, whether it didn't matter who it was. Remember, AJ Styles lost. He did beat Cena, but there was a period where Daniel Bryan lost to Cena. A bunch of guys were all fed to him to make Cena look like Super Cena,
But I know that. But if you look at it from the other perspective too, Daniel Bryan recovered from losing to Cena. AJ Styles recovered from losing to Cena. They put them in angles that made them recover some of it. They just kept having Wyatt lose, and it just kept killing it.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of my favorites for a long time, and now it's just kind of like I'm waiting for the shoe to drop.
I know, I agree, and we'll see what he does with this new gimmick. I mean, it's still the Bray Wyatt from the Wyatt family. It's just, a little bit kid-friendlier.
Oh, it's absolutely entertaining. It's just, unless it starts paying off for him, where he starts winning and he starts, taking these views and everything else, he gets to that next level, I can't trust it, and therefore, it's always going to bother me, and I'm not going to enjoy it as much as I probably could. The promo on Monday was fascinating, and I watched it again on Tuesday. It really was great. I was in the same way as Angel Boy. I didn't know what to think the first time. The second time I watched it, I was like, wow, this is really good. This is actually, he's got a little bit of that Cape Fear thing going, too, because he's, pretending to be this nice, sweet, wholesome guy, and you know what's underneath, and you know where the clock's ticking. A lot like with Big O and the New Day.
Sure.
You knew that was going to happen. I just think they did Owens a little too early, that's all.
Well, I'm glad it happened when it happened, to be honest with you. I don't know how much longer he was going to be smiley, pancake-throwing Kevin Owens,
Well, just think, he was supposed to be that way for a long time coming, and then Daniel Bryan got hurt, so they had to change plans.
Makes sense, but it's like, we need a bad Kevin Owens. We don't need to, we don't need him, kissing up to the fans, and, I don't know.
It doesn't seem right, does it?
No, it
Kevin
doesn't.
Kevin Owens being a face.
Yeah, well, Kevin Owens is always kind of like, he was a tweener for such a long time, because he would he would have problems with the good guys and the bad guys, but, he kind of, and I didn't, Daniel Bryan's, did they have any announcement about his injuries or anything?
The only thing I've heard is it's not a head injury.
Oh, that's right. That's what I heard, too, is like, yeah, he's going to be out a little bit. It's going to take some recovery time. So maybe it's like, who knows, maybe a severely sprained ankle or something. Who knows? But not yet.
Let's be thankful it's not a head injury, After everything that's gone on, let's just be thankful it's not a head injury, because if it was another head injury, they might not have let him back in.
Oh, they probably wouldn't let him back
in. No, he'd be done.
No, and I think he's been, even though he puts on great matches, even with what he's had to change, you know, like no more flying headbutts off the corners and stuff like that. But, I mean, he still puts on probably the most entertaining matches out in the ring. Him and AJ Styles, I mean, I wish they could have gone 6 months with that feud.
Yeah.
You know, definitely, because both those guys can work. And it's like, and I'm liking where AJ's going, too, on Raw. So, but, hey, Scott, thanks for calling, buddy.
Free Harper.
All right, Free Harper. That's what we say, too. Man, we should get T-shirts, Free Harper. You know, the Harper fan club, you know, for, interesting. I like that. We're going to go to break on that. Talk a little bit when we come back on the flip side about some more superstar shakeups that happened that kind of weren't even talked about on TV. You had to find out. I don't know how we found out. Just if you go to the SmackDown webpage and you refresh who's on the show, some more people showed up.
Do half of them go away like Thanos snapped his fingers?
Yeah, it's like there's no dust there. No, but yeah, we'll see. We'll talk about that on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
My father, Vince, is like a national treasure. And when Roman Reigns hit him, it was like disgracing the American flag, defacing Mount Rushmore.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog, right? Now I like to think of myself as a bulldog, one that has a lot more fight in it than Baron Corbin.
I've had what they call in the movies a reboot of sorts, thanks to someone who calls himself the best in the world.
Hey, it's The Miz from the WWE on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. A little Charlotte Flair music. Going to talk a little bit about her boyfriend.
It might be more than that.
Oh, really?
She was seen with a ring on her finger.
Now, she's had rings on her fingers before.
It's a specific finger.
She's had one there before.
And a specific ring.
Gotcha. And would it be engagement or would it be wedding?
It would not be a wedding yet.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about superstars shake up or whatever. Danger. Now, I don't have all the information written
Mount
down.
Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore. Thank you, Shane McMahon. That was a great line. I heard it. I'm like, what did he say? I'm not defacing Mount Rushmore. poor guy. Vince does that, too. He'll, like, transpose letters on words, and it's funnier when you hear it the second time, that's for sure. But, Danger, what we've had some changes. When you refresh SmackDown, who's added to that past week?
SmackDown, they sent back Zelina Vega and Andrade. And the original word was that it was because they wanted to, Fox asked them to have a Latino superstar on there to help with that kind of market. And it also came out that they were really trying not to split up couples. So in Andrade's dating Charlotte Flair, so in sending him back, they were back together. And in doing that as well, because Zelina Vega had to go back, they brought over Aleister Black to SmackDown as well, because he is married to Zelina Vega.
Yes, they got married, what, like a month ago? Maybe a couple months ago?
So
much for Aleister Black on SmackDown, or on Raw.
Yeah, so Aleister Black is on SmackDown. Now they split up the team of him and Ricochet. And then Cesaro went over to Raw.
Yeah.
So they split up Sheamus. The Bar.
Yeah, The Bar. Even though he was doing The Bar stuff. Even though
he was still doing The Bar. He came out to Sheamus' music.
Yeah, he came out to Sheamus' music on Monday night. And, well, who knows? I think that there's probably still changes to happen. There's still a lot of names we haven't seen yet, you know.
Correct. And they also, apparently, Nikki Cross is on Monday Night Raw, even though it hasn't come out at all, which means Dillian Kane's going to be on Monday Night Raw because they're married, which means Eric Young, Dillian Kane, and Nikki Cross are on the same show again.
Oh.
So Sanity can be still a thing.
It can be still a thing if they want to do that.
And the B-team went to SmackDown just because they need a tag team.
I think it was Thursday it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, the B team is back on SmackDown.
Well, they wrestled a dark match on SmackDown, too.
Oh, okay. So very interesting. So they're not done adjusting these. And I love it how Fox had some say. You know, I mean, obviously Fox is giving them $1 billion to come and put SmackDown live on Friday nights starting in October.
We're not even done renaming people.
I know.
The Viking Raiders, their new name, their third name in 10 days, might be getting another new name.
Oh, I mean, they're not going to be the Viking. What could they be next?
They sent out one of those fan experience surveys that tend to show things in the future, and they're asking about what changes that people liked, and they called them, I believe it was it wasn't the Viking Raiders, it was something else similar to that.
Well, I mean, they originally were the War Raiders?
They were originally the War Machine.
War Machine, yeah.
But they wouldn't use that in WWE because of the association with the MMA fighter. It wasn't even the Marvel Association. It was the MMA fighter who beat up his girlfriend real bad.
Or the Ring of Honor. I mean, that's what their name was for years, yes. In Ring of Honor. Was War
but
Machine.
WWE didn't want him to use it because of the MMA fighter who was in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
So then they went to the War Raiders, and then they were the Viking Experience, and now they're the Viking Raiders, and they might be changing again.
Wow.
But the Viking Experience is their name and their finisher now.
Oh, okay. So, is that like a good cover-up? Oh, yeah, we meant that it was a finisher, you know. But
how bad the name was on Raw this week.
I know. It's funny, as Corey said some things in commentary that was like kind of stuff that you don't really, I think a lot of stuff that you don't say on commentary. If you listen to him closely, he was like giving away kind of some, I mean, like you said, he was making fun of the name.
Cole's like, they made a lot of news this week, not just because they debuted.
Yeah. But I mean, there was Corey Graves said some stuff. I was listening very closely to his commentary where he was like giving some backstage, you know, leaks or whatever, you know, so. It's interesting to see where they're going with, commentary team. You know, they're trying to pretend, I guess, everyone's not, doesn't have a computer and can't go on and read the news and get the background stuff on people that they will never mention. So they were working that into commentary a little bit this past week.
I've heard a ton of stories about the commentators getting yelled at by Vince in their ears for messing up.
There's been
you think
lot.
That still happens when
yeah
oh yeah, do,
yeah. And there's a lot of stories with Cole yelling at people too, Cole having problems with other announcers,
Cole having a problem with Pat McAfee's shorts.
He had the tuxedo shorts at WrestleMania, and he dressed them down in front of everybody, and he said, and Pat McAfee said he was about to quit, he was going to quit on the spot,
and he got talked out of it, and then Vince said he loved him.
Yeah,
he goes, I'm hip, I love him.
Oh, yeah, all right. Let's see Vince wear him, okay?
Did you see Pat McAfee cut the wrestling-style promo during the NFL draft?
I did not see
that.
It was
fantastic.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so good. He's sitting there, he's like, because they're in Tennessee, which is one of the rivals of the Colts where he played, and he's like, I will not run down how often we beat the Tennessee Titans, but at the same time, I'm a punter, and I have nothing to say, but I wasn't on the field much when we played the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, man. Well, Pat, I like that they use him. I like that they allow him still to do his podcast, and his podcast is an interesting listen to. If you ever listen to Pat McAfee, because he also works for WWE. There's other people who's had problems. They fired that one backstage interviewer like at WrestleMania weekend.
Was that Dasha?
Yeah, was it? No, I
forgot which one it was.
It was the I can't remember her name.
Interchangeable announcer four.
Yes, she was one of the backstage announcers, interviewers. So she got.
Can we talk about the greatest thing that happened this week other than Bray Wyatt?
There's good. God. Let's see. It all depends on perspective. What
Robert Roode's mustache.
Oh, my gosh.
he's up in that pantheon now.
Uh-oh. Him and you mean him and
he's up there with Severn and
Dan
and Tom Selleck.
And Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Magnum T.A. is a bushy one. This is more of like the...
This is more of the Rick Rude
yeah.
fantasticness.
The cash stash. Okay, say it.
Oh, no, that was not cash stash. No,
I know, it was not cash stash. Like, I like the
zoo. This one doesn't look like he drove in a van.
I will say that I do. Yeah, it's definitely a different. I mean, it's the same look. It's just a little bit more refined, we'll say. But yeah, I love it because I've seen nothing but memes from it since it happened. So yeah, that was one of the pretty wild things that happened this past week. Another thing was. The Undertaker and Kurt Angle both had to drop out of StarCast too. Both of them. There's a big story. There's stories behind it. I don't know if that means Undertaker's not coming to the to the Niagara Comic Con.
They don't want him doing speaking things, and they didn't want him at StarCast because they associate with AEW.
Okay.
But they did say, I love the story behind this. I heard the whole thing the other day. They did say that they would give Conrad Thompson, who runs it, to currently contracted WWE people to make up for Kurt Angle and The Undertaker. So he asked for Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, and Shane McMahon, to which he got no answer. And then he was pretty much told they wouldn't do it. So then he asked for Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle so they could go over.
You're talking Conrad Thompson, right?
Yeah, Conrad Thompson. He's asked for all sorts of different people every single time.
Well, they said they were going to give him something of equal value.
Yeah.
I know. They said, well, you could take The Undertaker. We'll give you somebody else. So you know what they're going to get? They're going to get Prince Pretty or something, you know?
They said it's probably someone who's not actively wrestling.
Okay. So it might be, maybe, who knows?
Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter, yeah. Oh, boy. So, yeah, it's funny. That's an interesting story because Vince is like, I don't hate you guys or anything, but you can't use
it. Yeah, supposedly they still got a great working relationship and everything like that. It's just he doesn't want The Undertaker and Kurt Angle associated with AEW, which is what, even though they're separate entities, that's what they're associated with.
Yeah, because it happens around the same weekend as their show.
They also did, I know The Undertaker was supposed to do a meet and greet and talk session over a spoken word thing over in England, and he's doing the meet and greet. He flew to Stanford to make sure he could do the meet and greet.
Yeah.
But he can't do the Q&A session, so they had Mick Foley fill in for him talking about his feud with The Undertaker because they don't want The Undertaker talking to the public.
Well, I wonder why. That's odd.
Because it kills his mystique.
You know, I interviewed The Undertaker. I got, 10 minutes with him, you know? This was like, we're talking.
That was Biker Taker, though. He talked then.
Yeah, it was the Biker Taker, yes. And he was a talker. But it was right when he became the Biker Undertaker. So, but it's like nobody stopped us. Nobody said, you know, I'm going to rerun that interview. I'm going to put it up here sometime on the website, on the Pain Clinic's website, so you guys can hear The Undertaker talk about a gimmick change, which is something you don't ever get from him, you know, talking about anything that, you know, in the real world of wrestling. So I'm going to have to go and find that now because it was, you know, I guess because of all this stuff. And he's still going to be at Niagara Falls Comic Con.
As far as I know, I haven't seen anything canceling that yet.
Do you see all the wrestlers that's going to be there? Sergeant Slaughter is going to be there.
Yes.
So maybe he'll do a podcast or something. No, you know, but yeah, they have like a certain core group that they bring back every year for the Niagara Falls. Bill, you ever been to the Niagara Falls?
I was there a couple times. And the last time I was there, Shawn Michaels was there. And I'm trying to remember.
Was
who
it
else.
Diesel? I know that they were trying to do like an NWO reunion.
It wasn't Diesel, no. Not Bret Hart.
But they've brought Shawn Michaels. You know, the interesting thing is when I went up there, the year I went up there, it was Ted DiBiase, Mick Foley. That's when Mick Foley called us when he had like not slept a wink the entire night. And it was like he was like on an hour's sleep and he's like driving still through a snowstorm trying to get to Niagara Falls. And I felt terrible, and I went and saw him, and he looked like he was dead when I saw him in line. But that's also the same time when I was hanging out with the Nasty Boys, and they were trying to see if I wanted to stay up there. Hey, you going to be around for dinner tonight? You know, it's like, so immediately they're looking to see if I'm going to buy their dinner for
you were their money mark.
Yeah, I know I didn't. I said, no, I'm going back to Rochester. And it's like, oh, you want to go to the bar for a little bit? It's like, no. So it's like, but also that's where I got to meet Lanny Poffo and Hacksaw Jim Duggan was there, and but nobody was in line for those guys. So it's like I'm just hanging out, talking with these dudes. They're waiting for people. I didn't want to like detract from people coming to them by standing in front and talking to them the whole time. So I kind of stood inside and talked to them on the side, hoping people were going to come up. But you know, they get all these big names, and then the big names get the huge lines, and then there's like, you know, when you get a chance, you get the secondary characters like, you know, Iron Sheik or whoever else was coming.
They have some huge names from all over.
I know. I mean, did you pull it up?
I can. Let me find it real
quick.
When
we do that, we go to break right now. We'll come back on the flip side.
We also got to talk about a certain character we've always wanted to see come back to wrestling, making a surprise appearance last weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I even might have mentioned it a couple weeks ago that, you know, that nothing is forever when you have a divorce.
And to find out, he's done this a few times.
222-1280 star 12 is the number if you want to give us a call. We got a couple of texts. We'll read a real quick text. Around Mushmore, good thing Shano isn't a meteorologist. All right. Get it? 222-1280 star 12. We'll be back right after this. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
What was it you said, Hunter? Seth is the measuring stick here. The only reason you're Universal Champion is because you got to Brock Lesnar before me.
Every car comes with...
My shoulders are plenty wide, and there's room for one more, and that would be yours.
This is Samoa Joe. You're listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Samoa Joe there. I would not have a problem seeing Samoa Joe and Seth Rollins wrestle a series of matches.
No.
I would not have a problem with Samoa Joe and AJ Styles doing some more. I wouldn't have a problem with a lot of the matchups that there are potential for Raw. Seem like, you know, especially in the upper echelon, the main event card area. It's a lot of good wrestlers now, and I'm excited. And no Roman Reigns, which is the best thing. That's another thing, is we're talking about Roman Reigns. Why didn't Conrad Thompson ask for Roman Reigns?
Knew we wouldn't get him.
Yeah, so you got the Niagara Comic Con thing up there?
I do. What are we looking for? The wrestlers?
Yeah, who are the wrestlers that are going to... There's a list of like 10 of them at
least. No, they only got a few this year.
Oh, okay.
Because The Undertaker is very, very expensive.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
And he's doing Sunday only.
$25,000 an hour.
So the Undertaker's doing Sunday only. And then they got Orndorff, Sergeant Slaughter, Road Warrior Animal, and the Killer Bees.
So you get 2-for-1 with the Killer Bees there?
Yeah, it looks like it.
I tell you, still one of the most entertaining interviews we've ever had on this show was Brian Blair when he came on, told all them great stories about guys smoking crack on airplanes and stuff. You know, yeah, it was mind blower, okay? But, and that's like an hour away. You know, I mean, we're talking an hour.
And that's on top of all the other celebrities they're going to have there.
Yeah.
Including like half the people from The Office and Shannon Elizabeth from the American Pie movies and Lando Calrissian.
Lando's
going to be there.
He's in the new preview for
Star
Wars.
And the Beaver.
And Jerry Mathers?
Jerry Mathers is going to be there.
Wow. We need, who is the bad kid on Leave It to Beaver? Who's the...
Eddie Haskell.
Eddie Haskell.
Ken Osmond.
Yeah, he was like a police officer in Los Angeles. We definitely need him. So we teased this huge thing going to break. And Danger, why don't you talk a little bit about the return of, what's his real name?
Phil Brooks.
Okay.
So there was a indie show in Wisconsin last week run by the last real man, Silas Young. And the video started going around of this. There was a run-in during Ace Steel's match. And the guy was given a go-to-sleep, a GTO. And then the guy ran out under a mask and everything and took off. And all of a sudden it started going around. Well, this was Punk. And then there was pictures of him doing, because he was there for a meet and greet earlier in the day.
Wearing the same shirt.
Wearing the same exact hoodie.
Yeah.
And it comes out that apparently he's done this a handful of times since 2015. And it was supposed to come out on Cabana's web series at one point before they had a falling out, that he would go and he does under a mask so no one knows. Like he said during an interview once, he said, if I come back, it'll probably just be to hang out with my buddies and no one will know I'm there. And he came out, and apparently he was supposed to take the mask off at one point and decided not to do it.
He also said in the past, too, that if he was going to come back, he would be under a ninja mask.
Yeah, he'd be a ninja.
He would never come out so you knew it was him. And so that's what he did. He pulled out. He came out, and he pulled a masked run-in, a GT, was it?
GTO.
GTO.
And, or GTS, sorry.
GTS, yeah. GTO is a nice car, though.
Yes.
Yeah, and then boom. So, but, you know, I mean, he'll probably deny it and everything, and you know.
But Silas Young pretty much confirmed it was him when he said there was some punks that ran in and it was all capital and...
Oh, boy.
And it was Ace Steel. Ace Steel was his trainer.
Yeah, Ace Steel. Yeah,
actually, yeah. Both the guys in the match had a hand in training him, so...
I'm going to say Ace Steel trained him and Colt Cabana.
Correct.
So, you know, so yeah, another, one of those classic trainers from the Chicago area, so... Yeah, well, so CM Punk makes an appearance, like, you know, so maybe wrestling's not dead to him. You know, maybe he's still dead to the WWE, but... who knows? You know,
hey, I mean, is AJ Lee up to anything except
She is producing a TV show, I heard, based on her book that came out. She had
that
a book.
Book is good, too.
She had a book that came out talking all about her, you know, her trials and tribulations in life to getting to the point where she is. And now they're doing a, they're making a TV series out of it, and she's going to be like the executive producer of it. So, yeah, she's found another job, apparently. But I think that, I don't know. I've always talked about CM Punk being a big surprise coming back, and it's like, you never, you know. And, of course, AJ Lee's his wife. For those who don't know, and you might remember AJ Lee's last day in the WWE, she won, I think it was at WrestleMania, and then the next night Paige beat her on Monday Night Raw, took the title from her, and we never saw her again.
Yep.
So it was kind of a weird transition for her, but she wanted to get out. I know, and Punk was having problems with the WWE at the time too. Remember, she was still there after Punk had left already. Mm-hmm. So, and then they're married. So, you know, I guess you want to, you know, keep, you know, and plus Punk's, I guess, very frugal. He doesn't spend money. So he like he saved up all his money from all the years he was like main eventing, whatever.
He still writes comic books. And
he
stuff.
Does. And I think that he, you know, someday they'll dangle the WrestleMania opportunity to be a main event and he'll come back.
I know they said that Tony Khan, the guy who owns AEW, his original guy, he did before Jericho, before the Young Bucks, before all them, his original guy he wanted was Punk. He wanted CM Punk 100% and pretty much was told he is not going to be doing such a thing. He doesn't want to wrestle full time, so that always makes it interesting. Speaking of The Undertaker, I see a picture of him right now in England with the guy who's running the meet and greets he's doing. Huh. Twitter's a great thing.
Very
so, yeah.
Cool.
So we got, you know, CM Punk made his return. Everyone knows now. He's been doing it for years. That's always fun.
Is he doing anything in the MMA world anymore, or his
I think he's losses, done. I think he when done? He lost
I think
his
he's
last...
done, but he's still legally under contract to UFC. He was never released.
He does. He has one fight left on his contract. 222-1280 starts. We got a call from someone Billy might know. I think her name is Susan. Are you there, Susan?
I am. So this is Mrs. Billy. And we love our sponsors because the sponsors, you know, they're important. That's one reason why the pain clinic exists.
I was going
to
mention.
Thank you to Salvatore's. Thank you to Donuts Delight.
She was on her way to Donuts Delight after she dropped me off here today to pick up some snack foods for us. And we're watching our niece and nephew. So. Well, I knew she was going to Donuts Delight.
You know, we get freebies. DC goes down there and picks him up before he comes in every morning. Just tell him you're like here for the pain clinic. Maybe they won't charge. Oh, I shouldn't say that on the air.
God, you better hit the delay.
No. We always support the sponsors. Like, we pay for stuff.
Oh,
we
support
the sponsors because they support you and us and everything.
And
yeah.
the best
and the
donuts
kids,
in town, too.
The kids have never been to Donuts Delight before. And they walked in, and John was like, oh, my God, this smells great.
Oh, you're making me hungry now because we didn't get our donuts
yeah,
delayed
Dan's
this
not
morning.
Here today.
Yeah. So, oh, man. Susan, man, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye, guys. Great show.
Thank you. It's a lot of, I love Susan. Susan, Billy and Susan met on the Wii show, kind of, I guess,
sort of,
you know. And they lived happily ever after. And they went and saw the Avengers.
Yep. And she's not tired of me yet.
You know, that's funny. I'm going to go to break on that. We're going to come back in a minute. We got one more segment. Your chance to give a call, 222-1280, star 1280. We do have some more news. Really didn't talk much about things like Ronda Rousey and what she's been doing since she disappeared. But that Firefly Funhouse, I still stink. You guys love it. I do not. So I don't know. I'll tell you what I think about it when we get back. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Hi, this is Jerry the King Lawler from the WWE on the Pain Clinic, right here on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined by Danger Boy, Billy Dottori. Susan Dottori joined us for a brief time there. That was nice.
Yeah, I'm glad she's listening.
I'm glad she is, too. And
she's probably listening for you, though. Oh. She gets to hear me all she wants.
I'm sure, you know, I mean... Nobody, believe me, nobody listens for me. They listen for Danger Boy, okay?
That is also not true. And
is DC, he the heartthrob of the show?
DC Dan. Actually, Brian is. So. 222-1280, Star Toy is the number. Don't forget, we're going to be out at Salvatore's May 11th for UFC 237. That's right. It starts at 10 o'clock. We'll be there. Come hang out with us. We'll be drink specials all night long. It's May 11th, Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's Garage Door, UFC 237. So, okay, I'm going to tell you how I feel about Brace Funhouse, okay? I'm sorry. I looked at it and I said, what's going on? This is bizarre. Do I have to watch it again? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Watch it again and look for the subtleties and the changes. And
well, it just says eye movements when he's like, whoo.
Oh, yeah.
He's like doing like a Bill Cosby, you know, eye movements and weird things like that. I don't know. But it felt like it was borrowing way too much from Pee-wee's Playhouse. So, okay. But, nevertheless, neither here nor there. I'll give it a chance because I want to see Bray Wyatt do something. I don't think he's ever going to be the prominence he was once before. You know, I mean, as high as they got when they were the Wyatt family.
Do you consider his low point that haunted house match or whatever that?
Yeah. Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, one on location where was that against Randy Orton?
Yeah, and then, where the refrigerator fell on Randy Orton, but somehow he made it back to the arena
before.
Yeah,
yeah. It apparently, it was like a couple states away that they had actually done the recording of that in like a little shed out in the middle of a swamp or something. It was I don't know. I think you know, I really felt bad because they gave him the title just to lose it at WrestleMania a couple of years ago. And I, you know, he had that real bad match with Dean Ambrose. Remember Dean Ambrose when he had the Undertaker too as well. He was one of the victims of the Undertaker's streak. But he also
the match with Dean Ambrose where they were throwing the plant around.
Yeah, they had like all these they had this weapons match or whatever, and they didn't use any of them the whole match at WrestleMania. It was just that, you know. But I felt bad when, you know, I mean, I always wanted to see the guy hold a championship. I don't know how relevant it is for a character like him because he has the people in his hands. He has the whole world in his hands, you know. But he had the lights, you know, ever since the Fireflies started, it's like, you know, there was like a real underground movement with him. I don't think they decided he needed a championship, but I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing the original family come back together for one more run. We see the Shield enough already, don't we? You know, the Shield guy, you know, as long as you think they're done and then they have another reunion. And
yeah, they've had more reunions than the Rolling Stones.
I know that. I know. And I mean, until Keith Richards dies, you're going to have a reunion all the time for them. So,
hey, someone pointed out to me online, this has nothing to do with anything we've talked about, but John Cena's hair now makes him look like JBL.
Oh, you know, he does, you know. He has that coiffed to hair now, and it's like, yeah.
He needs a 10-gallon hat.
Yeah, 10-gallon hat and drive around in a car with big horns on the front of it, you know. But, yeah, you know, he does have that look. It's kind of similar. I think that, I don't know, and John Cena, you know, power to him. I mean, he's doing so much more outside of WWE than he is inside. I don't know if we're ever going to see him back again.
See, we've always disagreed on John Cena. I've always been a fan because every match he puts on is an excellent match and he cuts a great promo, and yet people hate him. So I've always been pro John Cena just because he works like crazy.
He's a great worker. I mean, and some of the guys that I like are my favorite wrestlers have given him the best matches and he's been involved in it. Like
Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens first showed up in WWE, his matches with Cena were amazing.
Yeah, and I think also the Daniel Bryan and even AJ Styles, they all had great matches with John Cena. Now you get AJ Styles against Roman Reigns, and, you know, unfortunately Roman Reigns had to win all those ones. And it was, I got a message from somebody on it. He said, hey, what's up with these CM Punk run-ins, and where is this Roman supposedly getting fired this Tuesday on SmackDown? Because he punched Vince McMahon.
Yeah, they play that up to have nothing paid off.
Nothing paid off.
It looks like they're going to setting up him and Baron, or him and Elias for a while, and then it's probably going to transition over to Shane McMahon, which keeps him out of the title picture, which I'm all for.
All right. I think we are running out of time, as they say. We've got some pieces of news we didn't even touch. Dean Malenko is no longer with the WWE. Malenko quit the job as a producer this past week. Dean Malenko worked for them for years and years and years as a producer. He would be one of the guys you see come out in the back every once in a while when they had to pull apart and stuff like that.
Still half of my favorite match ever, the best 2 out of 3 falls ECW, the Guerrero Malenko Classic.
Oh yeah, and Dean Malenko, incredible wrestler. I mean, you know, he was pigeonholed to the cruiserweights in WCW, not so much in the WWE. So he is done. Also, Ronda Rousey, I mentioned she had surgery on her hand to repair a broken pinky knuckle suffered at WrestleMania 35. So she is on her, she'll be rehabbing, but we're not going to see her because she's in the process of a baby vacation or whatever. It was an impregnation vacation. So going to get out of here. I'm trying to think, is there any other big news that I missed on the show this week? No, I mean.
Come on, pull in Nightline. Inform the affiliates we're going over.
We're going over, folks. No, we are done. Thank you, Billy DeTore.
Thank you
for coming and joining us. Please come back anytime you want. You know, I know you don't want to work 7 days a week, so that's why I don't usually ask you a lot. And I know you're here tomorrow morning on the 95.1 doing the Brother Wee's Billy DeTore Sunday Morning Music Show.
Yes, sir. I'll be here 9 to noon.
And then you'll be here Monday through Friday with Brother Wee's. So yep. Thank you so much. Thank you, Danger Boy and Brett. And Jen, we've got a wedding today that I get to go stag, so it's going to be fun. I get to go by myself, so it'll be interesting to have. I haven't been to a wedding in a while, so, but it's nice when my family gets married. So we'll see you there. See you next week on the show. DC will be back. Cashman won't be here. Neither will Danger Boy. It's going to be an interesting week next week on the Pain Clinic. Thanks for listening.